with George Crowe coming on. George struck out his first time. Batting average an even 300. Padres ready, the windup, and here's the pitch. Curveball on the corner for strike one. Last of the third, ball game tied at 1-1. Padres delivers. Fastball grounded out to first. Hodges makes the play, feeds Padres in time for the out, and the side is retired. So the Red Legs go out in order in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And so at the end of three innings of play, friends, the score, Brooklyn 1 and Cincinnati 1. And now with a lucky strike scoreboard, here's Vin.
The Giants in Milwaukee in a doubleheader, Johnny Antonelli and Bob Trowbridge, and the Giants lead 1-0 at the end of three innings. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Vernon Law and Vaughn McDaniel, and the Cardinals lead 1-0 at the end of 3.5 innings. Philadelphia at Chicago, Kurt Simmons and Tom Pajolski, and the Cubs lead 1-0 at the end of 4 innings. In the American League, the Tigers and Yankees. In the 4th inning, the Tigers at bat, Bowling has just hit a home run, so the Tigers lead the Yankees 6-2, and they're still swinging in the 4th. Foytak against Larson, Byrne took over in the 3rd inning for the Yankees. Chicago and Baltimore, 3-3 tie at the end of 4 innings, Harshman and Odell. Esposito, Durham, and Triandos have hit home runs. Cleveland and Boston win against Sullivan. It is 3-1 in favor of Cleveland at the end of 3.5 innings. Rocky Colavito has hit his 18th, Ted Williams has hit his 29th. Final score, Kansas City defeated Washington 6-2 in their first game. Alex Kellner beat Chuck Staub. So Chuck Staub now has a record of 4 wins and 14 defeats. Alex Kellner's 4-4, and he had a home run to boot. All right, to the 4th inning of a 1-1 tie. Dodgers and Red Legs in the only single game in the National League. Duke Snyder the batter, and here's Jerry. Duke flied to left field his first time up, coming on now, leading off in the 4th inning. Snyder hitting 278. Brooks Lawrence into the windup, and down comes the pitch. Changeup is outside high, ball 1 to Duke. The Dodgers 1 run on 2 hits, the Red Legs 1 run on 4 hits, playing in the top of the 4th inning. Lawrence into the windup again, here's the pitch. Outside, ball 2. The Red Legs got their run in the 1st inning on a double by Temple and a single by Frank Robinson. The Dodger run came on a walk to Campanella, a bunt single by Reese, sacrificed by Padres, and a ground out by Charlie Neal. Here's ball 3, down high to Duke, and it's 3 balls, no strikes. Well, in the 3rd inning, Campanella has the leadoff batter walked, and he scored the run to tie the ball game. And now Snyder, out in front on the count, 3-0. The windup and pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. In case you joined us late, manager Walt Austin and Don Newcomb chasing the ball game in the 1st inning. Duke takes it inside, ball 4, and Snyder is on with walk number 2 given up by Lawrence. Coming on now, Gil Hodges. Gil got a single his first time up, hit one in the hole between 3rd and short. Gil hitting 309. A warm, lazy afternoon with a fine crowd on hand here at Crosley Field. Lawrence now working with Snyder on first base, nobody out. The check and the pitch. Gil swings and misses, strike 1. Went for the curveball and didn't get it. Top of the 4th in a 1-1 ball game here at Crosley Field. And boy, how close can you get? These teams have played 16 times and they've put them right down the middle. Here's the pitch. Curve is in for strike 2 on the inside corner. Nothing and 2 on Hodges. Snyder on first. And Brooks Lawrence pitching for the Red Legs. Ed Bailey gives him a sign. Now the stretch and the look. Here's the pitch. Gil swings and hits a soft ground ball out toward Temple, and he puts the ball, and all hands are safe. Temple coming in for the slow grounder, tried to feed the ball to Roy McMillan, and the ball rolled up his left arm and behind him, and all hands are safe. An error on the second baseman, Johnny Temple. Snyder in at second base, and Hodges on at first.
The ball was hit slowly, and it's doubtful Temple fielded the ball cleanly that he could have made the double play. But as it was, he let the ball get away from him, and everybody is safe. Here's Amoros up now, and the infield looks for the bunt. Sandy takes a curveball at the knees for a strike. George Crow playing inside the bag at first base, and Don Holt a step or two down the line at third. Amoros batting, slide to right field his first time up. Strike one count. Here's the pitch. Amoros running up the third baseline. It's a good bunt, and Holt has to play up now, and he can't make a play. Holt decided to let the ball go so that it might stay fair, grabbed it, and he was too late, and all hands are safe. And the bases are loaded for the Dodgers. Amoros rolled a bunt right along the chalk line up the third baseline. Don Holt came in, had decided apparently to let the ball go, but it did not go foul. And then Holt changed his mind, grabbed the ball while it was still fair, and then had no play. Amoros on with a base hit, a bunt single. At third base is Snyder. At second base, Hodges. The batter, Carl Ferrillo. Carl bounced into double play his first time up. So the Dodgers now have something going here in the fourth inning. Bases loaded and nobody out. Ball game tied at 1-1. A walk, an error by Temple, and a bunt single by Amoros. Trip number three for the Dodgers, and two of them have been bunt, the other by Pee Wee Reese. Lawrence now into the windup, and here's his pitch. Carl swings on a curve, strike one. Campanella on deck, and Reese down in the hole. Score tied 1-1, top of the fourth inning. Activity now in the Red Lake bullpen. Big Tom Acker starts to throw. Here's the pitch. Carl swings a high fly ball to deep right center field. Going for it is Bell, and he can't get it. It's in there for a home run for Ferrillo with a bases full. Hitting one at the steepest part of the ballpark here to get it out. 390 feet over the screen wire in front of the right center field bleachers. And for Ferrillo, has eighth bases loaded home run of his career and his ninth of the year. And the Dodgers lead now 5-1. And for the Grand Slam home run, 10,000 luckies go along to our honor hospital, the VA hospital in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. They've now exceeded their quota as we've sent along 11,000 and more coming today. So Carl Ferrillo with his eighth Grand Slam home run hit one into the corner at right center field where the screen wire in front of the bleachers joins the center field fence 390 feet away. Campanella takes a curve for a strike. Snyder, Hodges, and Amoros, of course, riding around in front of Carl. Second home run in 2 days. Campy swings and misses strike two. Lawrence ready. Here's the pitch. High fly ball to left center field. Going back for it is Bell up the edge of the hill now. Waits and he makes the grab in deep center field as Campanella skies out. One away. Up now will be Pee Wee Reese. Well, Ferrillo had been out of the lineup for quite a while. First he had a batting slump, then he had a bad neck. Got back into the ball game in St. Louis. And hit a home run yesterday and now hits a big one today. Bases full, home run. Here's Reese at bat, had a bunt single his first time up. Pee Wee hitting 217. Lawrence delivers. The curve is inside, ball one. Here's a curve for a strike to Pee Wee, and the count is one ball, one strike. Pitch. Curveball, strike two at the knees, and it's 1-2 on Reese. Four runs in the inning. Dodgers lead 5-1 in the final game of the series here at Cincinnati. Carl Ferrillo with a home run with the bases loaded. Sidearm pitch, a slow run, and grounded back to the middle for a base hit. And that ball went right over the bag at second base, and Reese is on with a single, his second hit of the game. Off Lawrence now, base hit number five. And coming on will be Johnny Fodder to sacrifice his first time up. The Dodgers 5, the Red Legs 1, top of the fourth inning. One out, Reese at first base, Padres the batter. Third baseman Don Holt playing in, looking for Padres to bunt. Johnny squares off and takes it low, ball one. On deck batter, Charlie Neal, the leadoff man. Ready again. Padres waits. The throw goes to first base, but Reese is back. Here's the look. And again a throw, and again Pee-wee scoots back in ahead of the throw to Crow. Both playing way in on the line at third. The pitch to Padres. Swung on, a ground ball hit to McMillan. Stepped on second. Throws to first. It's a double play to retire the try. So McMillan, who was playing right close to the bag, took the ground ball, stepped on, and fired the first in time to get the Red Lake second double play of the game. 11 going 6-3, and another 1,000 lucky store on a hospital, the VA hospital at Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania. So in the fourth inning for the Dodgers, four runs on three hits, one Red Lake error, and none left on. So at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 5, the Red Lake 1.
Over the world. News of the world.
But the biggest news is from Rose Oldsmobile, Central and Banning in Albany.
That news is over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers, people who trade year after year with Rose.
And there's a reason. Rose Oldsmobile maintains in their modern service shop all the latest equipment and instruments to give continuing warranty service on every Olds they sell.
Service that continues on from the first moment the sale is made. Rose Oldsmobile utilizes only the newest, up-to-the-minute factory methods in offering this warranty service. Their mechanical experts are schooled in Oldsmobile methods.
Not only that, but Rose Oldsmobile gives you a good deal. So buy from a dealer who stands behind the purchase. Rose Oldsmobile. Remember, over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers. Before you buy any car, see Rose Oldsmobile, the Capital District's oldest franchised Oldsmobile dealer. Over 30 years at Central and Manning.
5-1 Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Frank Robinson first up against Johnny Padres, and here's Jerry.
Robinson at bat drove in the Red Lake run in the first inning with a single back to the middle. Padres now with a pocket full of runs to work on. Fires on the inside corner. Strike one to Robinson. Frank is hitting 312. The on-deck hitter Ed Bailey, and down in the hole, Wally Post. Here's the windup and pitch. Changeup is called it down the left field line for a base hit. Amoros over to play the ball on the slope. Robinson makes his turn and has to hold now as Amoros really went over to get on that ball and fire it back in. So Robinson on with a long single, a line drive over third that Amoros played halfway up the slope in left field. Base hit number two for Robinson and number five allowed by Johnny Padres. Here's Ed Bailey, the catcher, coming on, grounded out to first base his first time up. So the Red Legs now trying to get something stirred up here in the last half of the fourth inning. The Dodgers got four big runs on a home run by Carl Furlow with the bases loaded. Johnny Padres now working out of a stretch. As Robinson comes to the plate, bounces right back to the mound. The throw goes to second, one to first base, double play. They retire two of them there. As Bailey tried to check his swing, the ball hit off the bat, went back to Padres, who wheeled and fired down to second to Charlie Neal to get Robinson, and the relay to first base was in time to double Bailey. The third double play of the game, and another 1,000 free luckies to the VA Hospital, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. On the play at second base, Charlie Neal twisted an ankle or was stepped on by The runner Robinson coming in, and Doc Wendler is out now to see about it. Charlie has his shoe off, so he might have got stepped on and had his foot slightly cut. But Doc comes on back, and Neil is going to be okay and stay in the game. All right, throw away, Charlie Neil. Laces up his shoe, goes back to shortstop, and the batter will be Wally Post. Rounded out the pitcher to first his first time up. Post hitting 238. Padres ready. Here's the windup and pitch. Ground ball to third. Reese down on one knee. Makes his play. Fires to Hodges, and the side is retired. So for the Red Legs in the fourth inning, no runs, one hit. No errors, and none left on. And at the end of four, the score, Brooklyn 5 and Cincinnati 1. Well, friends, the first half of this game has been brought to you by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. And now to take over is the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. It's real beer. Well, friends, 1 week from tomorrow night, the Dodgers will be back home again at Ebbets Field. That's a new date on your Ebbets Field schedule, Monday night, August the 5th. The Dodgers and the New York Giants. That's right, Willie Mays and company in that always exciting, always colorful inter-borough rivalry. Matter of fact, folks, there are four straight night games scheduled that week for those teams. August 5th, 6th, and 8th at Ebbets Field, and August the 7th at Jersey City. So better do your ticket shopping right now. The top of the fifth inning, the Dodgers start off at the top of the batting order with Charlie Neal, Jim Gilliam, and Duke Snider. 5-1, Brooklyn leads the Red Legs. And now moving in for the play-by-play for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, here's Vin Scully. Vinny?
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, everybody. Charlie Neal 0 for 2, batting 261. Then Jim Gilliam and Duke Snider. Brooklyn, 5 runs on 5 hits. Cincinnati, 1 run on 5 hits. And Brooks Lawrence goes to work in the fifth. Fastball cut on, a high towering foul to the right of the plate. Bailey coming over and cannot have a play. It's back into the crowd. 0-1 to Charlie Neal. So thus far, Carl Perillo, the man of the hour, with that grand slam home run in the fourth inning, which reminds us to remind you about Carl Perillo night, August 28th. Hope you'll be with us and salute a great fella. Lawrence looks in to get a sign from Ed Bailey. Neil waiting. Fastball is cut on and fouled away. The upper deck, 0-2. In the bottom of the fifth inning, the Giants are leading Milwaukee 1-0. That's Johnny Antonelli and Bob Trowbridge in that one. Lawrence ready, and the strike two pitch to Charlie Neal. Fastball up high, ball one, 1-2. Neil waiting, one ball, two strikes. Lawrence ready and delivers. Fastball got him swinging. Well, Charlie strikes out. He is now 0 for 3. That for Brooks Lawrence, the first strikeout that he has recorded, and the batter will be Jim Gilliam. Don Gross begins to loosen up now with Smokey Burgess down in the Cincinnati bullpen, as Jim Gilliam is the batter. Lawrence is due to bat second when the Red Legs hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gilliam 0 for 2, batting 248. Junior takes a pitch down low, ball one. Jim having a great deal of trouble getting his base hits. He started off very well, went into a vicious slump, then seemed to come out of it and fell right back down the manhole. 1-0 pitch is cut on and fouled away, 1-1. It could very well be, it's only a guess, but it could be that Gilliam's style of hitting has changed a great deal. For naturally, as the second hitter in the lineup, you're asked to do different things and to lead off. The 1-1 pitch to Junior, cut on, fouled away, 1-2. Where as a leadoff man, Jim used to get on base a great deal with walks. Now in the second slot, he's swinging away constantly. And isn't having a great deal of trouble getting his hits. 1-2 the count to Jim. On deck, Duke Snider. Bertie Tebbets takes a peek down at his bullpen to watch Gross loosen up. Lawrence winds, and the 1-2 pitch to Gilliam. Inside, 2-2. The Dodgers have lost their manager, Walter Alston, and pitcher Don Newcomb. Both men booted out before we got to the last of the first inning. The 2-2 pitch to Jim Gilliam. Cut on and hit to the hole at short. Over there to plug it up is McMillan. Overhands to first, just in time. So Gilliam is retired 6-3 on an eye-last play at first. Two outs. He's talking about the Dodgers losing Alston and Newcomb in the first inning. You read about that young catcher at Baltimore named Zupo? He was kicked out of the ballgame before the game got underway. Before the lineup cards had been brought up to home plate. That's right. He was warming up the starting pitcher and was thrown out of the game. He's only 17 and a half, and I think he has now gone down in the books about the youngest major league player to ever be kicked out. Snider takes a breaking ball low. Ball one, 1-0. Snider flied to left and walked. He's batting 278. 5-1 Brooklyn. Two out in the fifth inning. Lawrence down with a fastball and misses low. Ball two, 2-0. Ed Hurley of the American League threw young catcher Zupo out. Also said the boy had been warned a few days before for a little trick he seemed to have. The American League umpire didn't go for it. 2-0 pitch to Snider is whacked foul into the crowd. 2-1. What the youngster would do, I guess he was making believe he was still back in the high school field. He would be warming up the starting pitcher. And as the umpires would come walking out on the field to go to home plate, he'd make believe he'd throw the ball at them. And that did not go over at all. So they finally kicked him out the other day while warming up a starting pitcher. Boy, that's a new one, isn't it? Lawrence just fussing around out there in the mound. 2-1. Now Brooks is ready and delivers to the Duke, who hits one down towards Johnny Temple. It's a routine play, and John makes it. So the Dodgers out in order for the first time since the first inning. 1-2-3. And at the end of 4.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1.
Okay, Jerry.
Isn't this the way it is, fans? When you put a lot of work into something, you know it's done right. You really take pride in what you've accomplished, don't you? Well, I'll just bet the Schaefer people feel that way about Schaefer beer. You know, turning out a beer as good as Schaefer takes a mighty big effort. Picking and choosing rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. But that's only the beginning, because it takes a lot more skill, as well as years of experience, to blend and brew the ingredients into beer at its best. Schaefer beer. But man, the result is sure worth it. You get a brilliant golden amber brew that's pure pleasure. A beer that gives you the light, zesty flavor you want, but don't always find. So make your next glass of beer real enjoyment. Schaefer beer. It's real beer. Last of the fifth inning, McMillan's coming on, and right back to the action, here's Vin.
Roy batting 257 at an infield single in the second inning, 1-1. McMillan in the pitcher's spot and Johnny Temple. Padres gets his first pitch over for a strike. Pete Wisnant is over at the bat rack, so no doubt he will bat for Brooks Lawrence. In the bullpen, Tommy Acker is back up. Don Gross sits down, so no doubt Acker will pitch to Brooklyn in the sixth inning. Padres delivers the strike one pitch and serves it high. One ball, one strike. Dodgers 5, Cincinnati 1. Last of the fifth inning. We have a note of 2 on Carl Frillo's grand slammer. Pass it along to you. The 1-1 error is on the outside corner. Strike 2. Carl Frillo hit his grand slam home run in the fourth inning. It marked the 8th grand slam home run of his career. And oddly enough, 4 of his 8 grand slammers have been hit at Cincinnati. Padres winds and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball cut on, hit to right field. Frillo going back, angling on the ball now, turns full and makes the play. One up, one away. We'll get a station break in right now. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Tile 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's 3:34. Now back to the Brooklyn Dodgers-Cincinnati Red Leg baseball game.
One out in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-1 Brooklyn, and Pete Wisenin batting for starting pitcher Brooks Lawrence. Pete, a right-hand batter. Padres fastball a little too low. Ball one, 1-0. Wisenin batting 190, right-hand batter. Padres looks in to get a sign. Johnny Ruddy and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in for the strike, 1-1. So Brooks Lawrence worked five innings, gave up five runs, four of the five runs earned, five hits. Walked two, struck out one. Carl Frillo chased him with the grand slammer in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch to Wisenin, change up, and Padres bounces it up to the plate. Two balls, one strike. It's another fine crowd. It appears to be the same size crowd as we had the first night of the series, Friday night, which would put it up around 30,000. Padres ready, and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball high and tight. Ball three. 3-1. On deck, Johnny Temple. So if the crowd is somewhere around 30,000, the Dodgers will then go to Chicago, having drawn over 980,000 on the road. We'll easily pick up 20,000 in 3 days at Chicago. 3-1-er in there, strike two. So you can bet your boots that before we head for Milwaukee, the Dodgers will have drawn 1 million people and not quite three complete road trips. One more to go. Tremendous attraction. We certainly hope you folks will be out of the ballpark when we get home. Padres winds on the full count pitch to Wisenin. Fastball cut on a high foul back of the plate. Campanella coming back and shielding his eyes, but this is going to land up on the net. Running down to the bullpen, Joe Becker, perhaps carrying a message down there. The Dodgers, having gone over 900,000, this being their 45th ball game, give you an idea, they've drawn over 20,000 per game on the road. I wouldn't want to buy Schaefer for everybody who's seen the Dodgers play on the road. Woo! All right, Padres ready now, and the 3-2 pitch. Fastball cut on, another high foul. This one might be playable. Campanella coming back. It is playable, and Campanella grabs it. Two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1, and leadoff man Johnny Temple, the batter. Temple has been, well, just a plain pest as far as Brooklyn is concerned. He has a double today. He had two singles and a double yesterday. And in the first game, he had three singles. So he has seven hits in this series. John batting 287. They're having a great deal of trouble getting him out. Padres delivers. Fastball missing a little inside. Ball one. Brooklyn, five runs on five hits. Cincinnati, one run, five hits, and one error. The 1-0 pitch to Temple, breaking ball down low, ball two, 2-0. Campanella, annoyed at the call, now starts to walk the ball out towards the mound. Stan Landis, the plate umpire, Bill Baker at first, Frank Descoli at second, Frank Sicori at third. Padres looks in, Campanella wigwags a sign to him, the 2-0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. On deck, Gus Bell. The Redlegs got a run in the first inning. The Dodgers came back with one in the third and four in the fourth on Carl Furlow's eighth Major League Grand Slammer. There's a line drive for a base hit, and Mr. Johnny Temple has his eighth hit of the series. So Temple singles to center with two out in the fifth inning, and that will bring up Gus Bell. Bell has flied to left and bounced out, batting 293. A very humid day here in Cincinnati. You're watching the folks in the ballpark wave those scorecards like a thousand butterflies all over the place. Hope you have plenty of Schaefer wherever you are. That'll prevent you from getting hot under the collar. Padres looks to first. Now John delivers to Bell a slow curve on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. One of those pitches that starts to come in high and tight to a left-hand batter and then breaks down and away. own one. When the Dodgers hit in the sixth inning, they'll have Hodges, Amoros, and Furlow. The end of five innings of play, the Giants won, Milwaukee nothing. Antonelli and Trowbridge. Strike one pitch, sharp breaking curve, low and outside, 1-1. The Cardinals lead the Pirates 2-0 at the end of six innings. Vernon Law and young Von McDaniel in quest of win number five. The Cubs lead the Phillies 1-0 at the end of six. Kurt Simmons and Tom Pajolski. The 1-1 pitch, fastball, hit down to Neal, is up with it, waits for Gilliam to get to the bag and hits him with his claws, and they erase Johnny Temple. You know, the boys are going into second base high today. Wow. Okay, in the fifth inning, no runs, one hit, a man left on. At the end of five innings of play, Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1. Now let's visit with Jerry.
Say, if you're a camera fan as well as a baseball fan, you just can't afford to miss the Dodgers Argus Camera Day at Ebbets Field, Saturday, August 24th. And you'll be seeing a fine ball game, too. So next chance you get, pick up tickets for August the 24th. Ask for your Dodgers Argus Camera Day contest blank or pick one up at any place where Argus products are sold. This is a fine chance for all you Dodger fans to put up your baseball picture albums. And who knows, one of your pictures may win one of the 20 prizes. The contest is open to amateur photographers only, and the date is Saturday, August the 24th, Dodgers Argus Camera Day at Ebbets Field. Make your plans. Circle that date on your calendar. August 24th, Camera Day at Ebbets Field. Now to the top half of the sixth inning, it'll be Hodges, Amoros, and Perillo to come on and face Tom Acker, the new pitcher for the Redlegs. And with a checkup on Acker's record, the play-by-play, here's Vince.
Tommy Acker making his 31st appearance for Cincinnati. That'll tie him, or would have, with Brooks Lawrence. Lawrence made his 32nd today. Acker has started five times, primarily relief man, number 26 for him in relief. His record, 9 wins and 4 defeats. Tom Acker. Gil Hodges first up, then Sandy Amoros and Carl Furlow. In the sixth inning, Brooklyn 5 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Cincinnati 1 run, 6 hits and 1 error. Hodges singled and got on Johnny Temple's error. He is 1-for-2, batting .308. Gil's uniform, heavily stained now with perspiration. Of course, you notice it more on the traveling grays than you do on the home white uniform. Acker ready, and the big fella delivers. Fastball cut on is a high fly ball in shallow left field. Down the line, still in fair ground, comes McMillan to make the play. One up, one away. Gil is not feeling well, but he's staying right in there. He had a tooth pulled Friday. And in this hot weather, apparently it's starting to react a bit now. No, not the tooth. The tooth had it. Sandy Amoros batting .298, flied to right and singled, 1-for-2. It's a line drive base hit into right field. So little Sandy's 2-for-3. Wally Post gets it back in as Amoros rifles one to right. Hit number one off Tommy Acker, hit number six for Brooklyn, and the hero for Brooklyn and the villain for Cincinnati, Mr. Carl Perillo, coming up. Perillo got rich in a hurry with that grand slam home run in the fourth inning. He now has 48 runs batted in. He has hit 9 home runs. He hit one yesterday with a man aboard. Carl hitting .264. The Dodgers, quietly, there hadn't been too much said about it, but boy, are they rooting for Perillo. Set, takes a peek at first, decides to throw over there. Frillo, of course, has been known to carry the ball club right on his shoulders when he's red hot. Acker set and delivers to Frillo, who swings and has a foul back of the plate. There'll be no play. It'll land on the screen, 0-1. Remember, 1949, it was Carl Frillo who just about picked up the entire Brooklyn ball club in the month of September and carried them right into the World Series. He has those spurts. The early part of this year, Carl whacked away, hitting way up in the 330s. Then a combination of injuries and a hitting slump, and he really fell off. And now the Dodgers hope he's taking the escalator back up to the penthouse. Throw to first, Amoros, who had a short lead, is right back. Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1. We're in the sixth inning with one out. Back is set. The strike one pitch to Frillo. Fastball cut on and fouled away off first base. Coming over is Crow, but he has no play. Back into the crowd, 0-2. The New York Giants came up with a run in the sixth inning, and at the end of 5.5 innings of play, the Giants 2 and Milwaukee nothing. That's Johnny Antonelli and Bob Trowbridge. So watch those ball games very closely for you. Cardinals leading Pittsburgh 2-0 at the end of six. The Cubs lead the Phillies 1-0 at the end of six. Hacker up on top, a look over at Amoros. The 0-2 pitch to Frillo. Sidearm, and it's in there. Call strike three. So Frillo caught looking, walks away. Amoros holds on at first. Two down in the batter, Roy Campanella. Campanella walked and fly deep to center. He is 0-1, batting 228. One Brooklyn. Two out. Amoros at first base. We're in the sixth inning. Tom Acker set and delivers to Campanella, who swings and hits one to center. Gus Bell is right there. Comes in a few steps to take it, and that does it. In the sixth inning for Brooklyn, no runs, one hit. One man left on. They have only left two men. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1.
Ball game moving along to the last half of the sixth inning. The Dodgers 5 and the Red Legs 1. It'll be Don Holt, George Crow, and Frank Robinson coming on in the last half of the sixth inning. Johnny Potter's trying to hold that four-run lead now. So let's get right back to the play, and here's Vince.
Don Holt is batting 289. Holt today had himself a single and fly to left field, 1-for-2. Don Holt, George Crow, and Frank Robinson. Should anybody get on, maybe Ed Bailey. Padres taking his warm-up tosses. Johnny is soaking wet now. Padres shows the perspiration to show you how much he is perspiring around his knees. Just cascading right down. McDevitt yesterday, he was soaking wet from shoulders to hips. Here we go, bottom of the sixth inning. Red Leg fans begin that familiar hand clap now as Hulk settles in. Padres Wines comes to him, and the fastball is inside. Ball one, 1-0. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Cincinnati, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Padres back again, 1-0, and the fastball is inside. Ball two, 2-0. Is ready, and the 2-0 pitch. Fastball over at the knees. 2-1. The dugouts here in Cincinnati are air-conditioned, at least in the respect they're not sealed in as to completely air-condition a space. But they have cool air being blown in around the roof of the dugout. It circulates it. 2-1 pitch to Hulk at the knees. Strike two. 2-2. We understand the Yankees have put air conditioning in their dugout. Here in Crosley Field, they've done it for both the home team and the visitors. Hulk waiting, 2-2. Padres back, fastball fouled away, holding count, 2-2. One other innovation that the Cincinnati Redlegs have come up with, they've taken a square piece of foam rubber. Oh, it's only about an inch thick. And they use that in the on-deck circle for the next batter to kneel on. 2-2 is cut on, hit to left field. Amoros comes on, under it and takes it. One up, one away. George Cole will be the batter. Anytime you read in the paper that someone mentions, let's say, air conditioning in the dugout or foam rubber for the batters in the on-deck circle, some old-timer will come out and be quoted as saying, well, they're pampering the ballplayers. It appears that the old-timers are the only people in the world who do not want the business to be improved, the business of playing baseball. Crow swings and fouls it away, 0-1. You actually find it, for instance, out here in very hot weather, the players still move around a lot better because of the cool dugouts. They get a chance to rest, which means better baseball for the folks watching it. George Crowe takes a curveball outside, 1-1. One Brooklyn, bottom of the sixth inning. Padres back again, and the curveball is cut on. There's a high belt to deep right center. Frillo running parallel to the little fence and makes the play for the out. I don't believe Snyder ever saw the ball. It was up to Frillo. The ball was hit into deepest right center, and Snyder never moved in straightaway center. And Frillo, with a left-hand batter up there close to the line in right field, ran as hard as he could, parallel to the little barrier fence, and hauled it in right center. And Snyder, even as Frillo caught the ball, had not moved. So I'm sure that Duke had no idea where it was. Two down in the sixth inning, and the batter is Frank Robinson. He is 2-for-2, single twice, batting .314. 5-1 Brooklyn in the sixth. Robinson steps in. Padres winds and delivers. Fastball, it moves him back. 4-1. You know, you always talk about hitters and the fact that they have a good background or a bad background when they're hitting. Outfielders have problems looking into the shirt sleeve crowd trying to pick off that baseball. The 1-0 pitch to Robinson. Fastball, a line drive. It's foul outside of first, back into the crowd. 1-1. Padres with the new baseball. Campanella holds up his right hand to slow him down a moment. John bends at the waist to get his sign. Now he's ready. The 1-1 pitch to Robinson. Fastball cut on is a high pop-up and foul ground. Campanella to the left of the plate, shielding his eyes, and makes the play for the out. There's a very hazy sky up there. We have some blue skies today, but mostly a lot of clouds. The humidity seems to have put a spell over us. And boy, these fellas looking up into the sky are really squinting. Redlegs go out in order in the sixth inning. At the end of six, Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1. Now to the other scores on our Schaefer scoreboard, and here's Jerry.
Okay, Vinny, in the ball game at Milwaukee, first game of a doubleheader, the Giants lead Milwaukee 2-0 at the end of six innings of play. Antonelli against Trowbridge. In the first of two at St. Louis at the end of six innings of play, the Cardinals lead the Pirates 2-0. It's Law and Vaughn McDaniel. In the first of two at Chicago, also at the end of six innings of play, Chicago 1 and Philadelphia nothing. So shutouts working in all three games, and all three games at the end of six innings of play, first games of doubleheaders. In the American League, at the end of 5.5 innings of play, Detroit leads the Yankees 6-3. Boychuk against Larson and Byrne with bowling a home run. That's the first of two. Chicago and Baltimore all tied 3-3 at the end of six innings of play. Harshman and Fisher for the White Sox. Odell for Baltimore. Cleveland leads Boston 6-1 at the end of 6.5 innings of play. And in the first of two, Kansas City beat Washington 6-2.